There are two ways we want to consecrate ourselves and consecrate this time today. One of them is to celebrate the meal of Messiah, and the other one is to receive a teruma offering from the congregation for the sanctuary, for the synagogue. We had our own schedule. We had our own timetable. We had our own understanding of how long it would take to get into this place. Sandy keeps track of these things very perfectly. And is it correct, Sandy, that this is 1 year, 1 week, and 1 day from the first time we set foot on this property, that desperate moment when the site selection committee from the synagogue had finished looking at everywhere, and we had this moment of despair and said, nothing's good enough. Sometimes you have to say no before the yes comes. And Michelle was there, Willie was there, a number of us were there, and they just looked at each other and said that what we had looked at was not good enough and God had something better. And we ended up that day, 1 year, 1 week, 1 day ago, on this property. It would not have happened if Sandy weren't pursuing Dan Santinga, discovered that he was Dutch, not Hispanic. In learning that, she said, I love the Dutch, and then told him about the time we took the group in 2007 to Budapest and to Holland and went to De Bron and described the water and the buildings and the setting, and it woke him up. And he realized that this piece of property that he didn't know what to do with might have some value to us. And he said, well, I can show you that. And Sandy said, now. And we came over 1 year, 1 week, 1 day ago. It was beginning to get dark, and we looked at this place, and we said, this is really good. Probably better than we can afford. But through her skillful negotiations, it became affordable. They ended up giving us a deal that they refused to give to anybody else earlier. They let tenants go rather than accept a much higher price than we are now paying. And it was the favor of the Lord. They don't regret it, and we don't regret it. And we have now just a wonderful campus situation. We're next door to the Art Institute, the Culinary Institute, the Florida Coastal School of Law, a total of 2,200 some students on this campus, and we're on a campus together, forming a new kind of community here and ready to serve the Lord. Our schedule as to when things were to happen and when they were to be complete was different from the Lord's schedule. Somehow he organized this so that on our first service, our first time here, would be the week when Parshat Teruma is read all over the world in every Jewish synagogue. And it says, and I can read this to you, and I want to encourage you to take there's an envelope and a little card that says Teruma Offering that's in the CPAC in front of you, and just take that into your hands. It's got a little colorful bar to the side. And look at what it says from Exodus 25, verses 2 and 8. It says, tell the children of Israel to bring me a special offering, a teruma, which means an offering that is the cream, it's the best, you take it off the top. From every person who gives it willingly and whose heart is stirred, you shall receive my offering. So no reluctant people should give, no people who feel guilty should give, no one who feels it's just their duty to give. It is only those who meet his conditions. Their heart makes them willing, and their heart is stirred, and their spirit is moved to give. And you know what you give? You give what's in your heart to give. And the Lord will show you what to give, and in many cases has shown you what to give. And for some of you, you know that at this moment you are not able to give all that you want to give. It will take you some time, and you'll take your time in order to fulfill what the Lord's put in your heart. But God only wants to receive at a teruma offering from those people who wholeheartedly are giving, who want to see a sanctuary made for him, and who want to be as generous back to God as he has been to them. This is different from the tithe. The Lord actually doesn't say, well, if you want to give it, give it. He says, give it when it comes to the tithe. But for the teruma, for the holy place, he says you must be moved. You must want to. And I think there's a reason. It makes sense to me, Michelle, from the things that you were sharing about a memorial, that when you have given for the sanctuary and you come into the sanctuary and you realize, oh, you know, I helped build that ark. I helped sponsor that Ner Tamid. I helped make this sanctuary an open place. Then your heart rejoices, and every time you come, it's a memorial to the Lord of the things he put in your heart and the things he's done. As well, I understand something. The Lord only wants such offerings from people whose hearts are moved, because he doesn't want people coming in later with regret saying, what'd I do that for? Why'd I give my money for this or that? When you give, you're giving to the Lord. And you're saying, Lord, I love you and I honor you and I want to always come into your house with a clean heart, with a sense of gratitude and a sense of joy. And so when I come into your house, I want you to be glad to welcome me in your house. It's not only that we welcome the Lord, we want him to welcome us, to know that he really loves us. So he says, take from me that offering. And then in verse 8, let them make for me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, dwell in their midst, dwell within them. God is able to and insists on being the God of heaven and earth, of all places and all times. He is the God of this earth and all who dwell therein. He loves to take up sanctuary inside of our hearts and in our minds. And so when you're giving your teruma offering, you're saying to the Lord, I want to live with you. I want you to live with me. I want to be a little sanctuary for you. And you're giving. We have decided that we will make a simple memorial for everyone who gives. You may be moved to give something very small. You may be moved to give something very large. Regardless, everyone who gives will be included in a memorial, which will be a book of remembrance, which we are creating for every person who has given in support of the new synagogue. This offering is a special offering we've not had before. It turns out, as you read the scriptures, that there were other times when the children of Israel started giving teruma offerings again. Every time the temple needed to be rebuilt, another teruma offering was given. But you see one other thing, and that is the pattern of the teruma offering is actually what inspired the apostles to describe how you are to give daily at every time. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 9:7 captures it so clearly. Every person should give what he's decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, because God loves a cheerful giver. And so you see that this teruma offering becomes the foundation for all kinds of offerings and all kinds of right attitudes. And then you say, well, God loves a cheerful giver. Why does he love a cheerful giver? And the reason is he is a cheerful giver. And cheerful givers recognize each other. And he gives generously. And what is the greatest expression of his generosity? He gave us his son. He didn't hold him back. And he gave a sacrifice on our behalf that we could not have given to him or for ourselves. And he gave of himself wholeheartedly. And God, being God, was able to descend as only God can, both being in heaven and on earth. And he took on a human body in this earth. And then he became that perfect sacrifice for us. He taught us through the blood sacrifices, through the whole system of the temple, that we need an atonement. And then he convinced us that we could not do it for ourselves, and that we needed something more sufficient. And in this, God provided his son to be that more sufficient offering. And through his blood and through his resurrection, God brings a verdict on our behalf that we can be reconciled and be in his presence forever in this world and in the world to come. So I want to ask the ushers to come forward to receive our terumah offering. Some of you have asked me, and I've told you privately, but I'll tell everyone that if you have it in your heart to give, for instance, over a period of weeks or months, that is perfectly fine. And all donations of $250 or more will be recognized on the Tree of Life. Every contribution, as I said, will be recognized in the Book of Remembrance. As the ushers are coming forward now, let's just pray and thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your provision of a beautiful sanctuary. Thank you for the way that you declare to us that you want to live among us and within us, that that's your desire, and we want to respond to that. We say, Lord, thank you for being holy. Thank you for sending your Spirit who is holy, Haruach HaKodesh. Thank you for loving us enough to send your Son. Thank you for making atonement for us when we could not make it for ourselves. Thank you for being sufficient in every way. You have stirred our hearts. You have moved among us. You have made us not only willing but eager to give on behalf of your sanctuary, this synagogue, and on behalf of the Fellowship Cafe, which we are yet to build next door. And we pray for all of your provision, Lord. We thank you for all of that provision. In Yeshua's name, amen. Ushers, you can receive this terumah offering. If you plan to give at later dates for the terumah offering, please indicate that whenever you're either sending in a contribution or giving a contribution of any kind, and that will help us keep track of everything so that we can have all of our details in order. The second way we want to consecrate ourselves is really a conclusion for us. It is the meal of Messiah, Seudat HaMashiach. It was the habit of the first generation of believers, those who had actually seen Yeshua, who had walked with him and talked with him, to gather together in homes and in other places on a regular basis, typically weekly. It seems that for many of them, the favorite time to gather together was at the end of Shabbat on Saturday night for us, but it would be at sundown, the beginning of the first day. And it was through that habit that gathering together on the first day became part of the New Covenant community. Because on the calendar, it was the seventh day and the first day. It made sense to the Jews because the way we keep track of things, it confuses everybody else. Some are still not clear about it, even to this day. But in those gatherings, they did something essential and simple, and it could be described in one Hebrew word, todah. They gave thanks to the Lord. They ate bread to the Lord. They drank the cup of the fruit of the vine. And they remembered the new covenant that Yeshua had inaugurated and instituted. And they thanked the Lord for the new covenant. They thanked him for the benefits. They thanked him for the healing. They thanked him for the resurrection life. They thanked him for the grace and the power and the love that Yeshua had accomplished on their behalf and had made available to them. And they would say, Todah! Thank you, Lord, Todah! Now, when they started doing this in Greek, it became more complicated. Because what's simple to say in Hebrew is a little harder to say in Greek. And Todah became Eucharist or Evcharist. And everyone from a Catholic, an Anglican, an Episcopalian, and some other backgrounds is familiar with the term Eucharist. But you may not have known that it came out of that habit that the first generation of Messianic Jews had of gathering together and drinking the cup, eating the bread, remembering the flesh and blood of Yeshua, his corporality, his physicality, and his eternity, his divinity, and all that he accomplished on behalf of our people. So it's a time of giving thanks. I want to invite some special people down to serve us. Michelle and Suzette, Mel Yari, will you come? And if you can come on this side, and Missy Rothpearl, can you come down? And Steve and Tracy Abush, please come on this side. And on each side, one person. We'll need three on each side. So, Missy, if you can be on one side over here and Mel over there, our numbers will work out. So, Tracy and Steve, why don't you come over here? It's all right. Either of you who wants to come to this side is welcome. It seems so simple when we read it in the Bible. And we'll have matzah and two ways you can get cups. You're in the perfect place, Suzette. So everyone will take a piece of matzah and then take a cup. And we'll return to our seats. Now, we're going to have to do this in just an easy fashion because we're figuring out good traffic flow. I want you to come through these center aisles, and then after you get a piece of matzah and a cup, go around the outside aisles and circle around back to your chair. And if you'll come up row by row right now, we who honor Yeshua and the new covenant, we partake of the meal of Messiah, Seudat HaMashiach, and we thank him for his blessings. We thank him for his provision. We thank him for his forgiveness and reconciling us, and we consecrate ourselves to him. He paid a price for us that we couldn't pay, but he does call us to pay one price, and that is, as he has forgiven us, we are to forgive one another. And so if anyone comes to your mind who needs forgiveness for having done anything wrong to you, please graciously make that decision to extend forgiveness to them. We honor the Lord today. We thank him. One of the poetic ways that you say, that you describe the fruit of the vine that's been squeezed is not by calling it grape juice or wine, but you call it the blood of the grapes. And so we lift up. We lift up this cup and we contemplate something that though we drink of grapes, the blood of the grapes, it's really the sacrifice of the Lamb, our Messiah. It's the blood that has the life that provides atonement. Lord, we thank you that you gave a sacrifice on our behalf that works to this day and forever to provide atonement for us. And we bless you in Yeshua's name. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine and has grafted us in like branches into this vine, that we would bear fruit, that we would multiply our fruitfulness to the glory of our Father in heaven. Amen. We lift up the matzah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth, who brought Yeshua down from heaven and up from the grave. Amen. What a wonderful day. Look how beautiful it is. As we close, Yivarechach Adonai. V'yishmerecha, ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha, yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you and protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his shalom. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.